Have you ever compared yourself with other people and come up wanting? You feel as though you just come up short. It starts from a very young age. Perhaps you were never the greatest sports person at school. They could run faster than you. They could throw and catch the ball better than you. And so many others seem to be so much smarter than you. And then, as though to rub salt in the wound, when we all grew up, they became more successful than you. We don't like to think about those feelings too much. We don't even like to admit them to ourselves, let alone talk about them. But for many people, that deep sense of inadequacy lies at the very core of who they are. And if that sounds at all familiar, I believe, in fact, I know today, on this very day, God wants to set you free from that. Because He didn't create you to live that way. Okay, perhaps other people have more than you have. Perhaps they're known, they're recognized for their achievements, whereas you don't feel that you are. And so you come to a conclusion that goes something like this. Let's face it, I'm no superstar. I'm not really all that talented. I'm not really all that good at anything much. And then there's the next step in that chain, a step that we don't like to think about. It's just a conclusion we've drawn that's too painful to give voice to, so we've buried it deep inside. It goes like this. And so, I'm really not worth much. Anyone who's ever had a child will know that it's not the kid's talent or ability that makes you love them. It's that little bit of yourself that you see in them. It's the potential as you see that little bit of yourself in a whole new human being that you are part of creating, that you are part of bringing into this world, that you are part of guiding through towards adulthood. That's what motivates your heart so deeply towards your child. Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. So God created humankind in His image. In the image of God, He created them. Male and female, He created them. Look, sure, God has gifted you in a very special way. He's given you some amazing talents and abilities, but that's not what makes Him love you. It's that little bit of Himself that He sees in you, that spark of life that He breathed into you, the potential He gave you to go and be you. That's what makes Him love you. Because you have been created in His image, and He loved you so much that He sent Jesus, His Son, to suffer and to die for you. That's God's word, fresh for you today.